ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, on the appearance day of Srila Gadadha Pandit, we'll sing some songs connected with him. I'll sing first and then I'll talk about them later. So first we'll sing an arati song. That will be on the bottom of your list, I think. By Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhale Gaura Gadadhare Aroti Nehari. Bhale Gaura Gadadhare Aroti Nehari. Bhale Gaura Gadadhare Aroti Nehari. Nadia Puraba Bhave Jau Bali Hari
Nadia Puraba Bhave Jau Bali Hari
Kalpa Taru Tale Ratna Shingashana Pari Shabu Shakhi Beshtita Kishara Kishari
Shabu Shakhi
Beshtita Kishara Kishari Purata Jareta Jamaki jamaki labe prati anga jyoti
Jamaki jamaki labe prati anga jyoti
Nila nirada lagi biduta mala Mili Shobha Bhuvana Ujala Shankha Baje Ghanta Baje Baje Karatala Madhura Mridanga Baje Paramarashala
Madhura Mridanga Baje Paramarashala
Vishakha Dishakhi Brinda Duhu Guna Gawe Narma Shakhi Gana Chamara Dulawe Chamara Dulawe Ananga Manjari Chua Chandana Deyawe
Chula, Chandana Dulawe
Mala tira mala rupa manjari lagawe.
Mala tira mala rupa manjari lagawe.
Pancha pradipe dhari kapura bati.
Pancha
Lalita Shundari Kare Jugala Aroti.
Lalita Shundari Kare Jugala Aroti.
Devi Lokhi Shruti Gan Dharani Lothao E. Gopi jana adhikara raota gaoe. Bhakati binoda rahi Surabhi ki kunje.
Bhakati binoda rahi Surabhi ki kunje.
Aroti darashane prema shukhe bhunje.
Aroti darashane
Gaura Godadhare Aroti Nehari.
Ale Gaura Godadhare Aroti Nehari.
Nadiya Purabha Bhave Jau Balihari.
Nadiya Purabha Bhave
Ah, then we'll sing another song. Ah, that you've got that there, that Jai Jai Pandit Goshai. It's the first one in the list. Found it? Should be very easy to find. You just go up to the top. I'm just trying to find the tune in my mind. Any suggestions? Jaya Jaya Pandit Goshai Jaya Kripa Bhava. It was formatted a little differently and then it was easy. It's now stuck. Jaya Jaya Pandit Goshai Jaya Kripa Bhava Shri Chaitanya Gonagai Eno se gaura chandre jahara pirit gadadhara prananath jahe lage khyati gaura gata prana prem ke bujite pare ke chabasa krishna seva jaha lage cha. You can sing like that. Okay, you're all ready to sing. Jaya Jaya Pandit Goshai Jara Kripa. Ah, try that. Jara Kripa Bale She Chaitanya Gornagai Henose Gora Chandra Jahara. I think I'll stick with this. Jaya Jaya Pandita Goshai Jara Kripa Bale She Chaitanya Gornagai Henose Gora Chandra Jahari Periti. Jaya Jaya Pandita Godadhara Prananath Jahe Lage Khyati Gauragata Prana Prem Ke Bhujite Pare Ketra Bas Krishna Shiva Jar Lagi Chare Godair Gauranga Gauranga Godadha Shri Ram Janaki Jena Ek Kaleba Jena Ek Pran Radha Vrindavana Chandra Tena Gaura Gadadha Prema Taranga Kahe Shivananda Pahujara Nurage Shayash Shamatano Gauranga Hoya Prema Mage Okay, and the next one is Hori or Holi. Holi Kelato Gorakish. Radha. This again, three lines at a time. Ready? We'll give it a try. We'll dive in. You're diving into the ocean of Gaur Gadadha Prem Ras, but it's a musical diving in and we don't really know how to swim. But we'll pray that Gaur Gadadha forgive our very amateurish attempts. Holi Kelota Gaurakisho Rashabati Nari Godadhareko Sheda Bindu Mukhe Pulaka Shari Holi Kelota Bhava bhare galata hinayane ni Prajarasha gauto narahari shange Mukunda murari bashu na chaturange Bhava bhare galata Kene kene murchai pandita kar Heraite shabachar bhave bhelobar Nikunja mandire pahu kayal bhitar Bhume pari kahe kaho murali hamar Kaha gobardhan jamuna kakul, kaha malati jhuti champaka phul. Shivananda kahe prabhu shuni rasa bani jaha pahu goda dhataha rasa khani. Okay, now I'll go into the talking part. This most elevated topic of Gadadha Prem. Who is Gadadha Pandit? What is the answer? From Gaura Garnosh Desh Deepika of Kabi Karnapura. He has written there, Shri Radha Prema Rupa Yapura Vrindavaneshwari Sa, female, Sa Shri Gadadharo Gauravallabha Panditakyaha Panditakyakaha Nirnita Shri Surupa Yovraja Lakshmi Tayayata Pura Vrindavane Lakshmi Shyamasundara Vallabha Sadhya Gaura Prema Lakshmi Shri Gadadhara Pandita Radhang Anugata Yatta Lalita Pyanuradhika Atap Pravishad Eshatam Gaura Chandradaya Yata. So Shri Kavi Karnapur says the she who was previously Vrindavaneshwari, the queen of Vrindavan, and all these words they have, Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari, all these words have much import. How Radha is Vrindavaneshwari. So previously, she was Radha, who is the Prema Rupa, the very form of love of Krishna. Love of Krishna is Radha. Gadadha has become Gauravallabha. That it's become Gadadha Pandit is the beloved of Gaura. Now this is Nirnita Sri Surupa. Generally, in his Gorganodesh Deepika Kavi Karnapur, in the beginning he says, I've ascertained who are the identities of the personalities in Gaurlila. I have identified them by consultation with various learned and respected Vaishnava associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially he took much guidance from his own father Shivananda Sen. But here he specifically makes the point that Surupya means Surup Damoda. He has particularly pointed this out. So that is the highest evidence. There may be sometimes some differences of opinion. Even Kavi Karnapur himself points out that there may be some differences of opinion. But when Surup Damoda says, then that's absolutely indisputable. Because Surup Damodar is Prabhu Ditya Sharup. He's the second form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sharup Garshai Bhagya Najai Barnan Prabhu Ravishtatar Bhaka Kaimon. There's no describing the fortune of Surup Damodar because he's completely absorbed. He's Prabhu's second form, so he's completely his own body, his own mind, and his words. They're almost like facsimiles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is different and non-different. So he has ascertained that this, who was previously the Vrindavan Lakshmi, the Vrindavan Lakshmi is, when we say Vrindavan Lakshmi, it doesn't exactly mean the Lakshmi is like the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrahma Savyaman, that belongs to the world of Vrindavan. What is that verse? Beginning of Gopi Gita. Jayati Tevdikam Janmana Vraja Shrayata Indira Shashvada. So Indira, that's generally taken to mean Lakshmi, but here it means the Vraja Gopi, the queens of Vrindavan. So Pura Vrindavan Lakshmi. Sa Adya. She is now the Gaura Prema Lakshmi. Now there's Lakshmi in Navadvip Leela. There's Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. So those who worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Gaura Narayana, they worship his Shaktis. Those who see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they see his Shaktis as Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. And those who worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana, as being non-different from Radha and Krishna, then they see Gaura Gadadhara. Gadadha is Radha. Generally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of himself being Radha, but sometimes, when we come back to talking about the songs, then then Gadadhara comes into play as his Shakti, even though he's a male. And there are many Shaktis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktam Isham Isha Avatarakam Tat Prakashang Tatak Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. The aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appears with his Shaktis. So his Shaktis, they're in male forms. Gadadha, Narahari, Jagadananda, and others. Gadadha Pandit. There's also Gadadha Das. So this is all very, very, very esoteric topics, which actually Srila Prabhupada didn't directly. He's mentioned it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his purports, but he hasn't gone into detail. He's introduced us to the topics. The details are there, just like we have this song of Bhaktivinod Thakur. So we'll discuss that a little more. So she is the Gaura Prema Lakshmi, she Gadadha, Gadadha Pandit. In this notes on Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I've been writing, it's sometimes difficult when I'm just writing to whether to write he or she. You're typing that, right? Because the personality, it overlaps. In Gaura Leela, it overlaps. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, then Sarup Damodar, Lalita. It's the same personality, but in a, and that we'll get to that also. And starting at the beginning, then we'll go and come back to all this. And also Lalita, who is known as Anuradhika or Anuradha, because she is Radha Anugata. She's the follower. It literally means one who follows after. So she's the very closest of Sri Radha. So she has also entered into Gadadha, as was shown in the play Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak. And, All right. So from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gadadhar Pandit Adi Prabhur Nija Shakti. That means that this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are the Shaktis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because Gadadhar Pandit is Radha, then he's the origin, just like Radha is the origin of all the female principles. Beginning with the gopis and the queens of Dwarka, the Lakshmis, Radha is the fountainhead of all of them. So Gadadhar is the fountainhead then of the Shaktis, those who worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Worship him, they live with him, they're very intimate with him. They live with him in such a way. This song you just sung, this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore, in the first edition of this songbook, this Bengali songbook published by the BBT, there used to be one verse in there which was later edited out. It's not usually sung. That's Gaurangera Nija Shakti Pandit Gadadha Srinivasa Haridas Mori Kripa Koro. So that line is not very commonly seen, but in some editions you'll find that. And that was included, and then again it was taken out for some. So, Gadadhar Pandit is the Prabhu Nija Shakti Tashabhar Charane Mor Sahasya Pranati. Krishnadas Kaviraj offers thousands of obeisances to all the Shaktis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're all one and different. There are many terms within Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Gadadhar Jivan, Gadadhar Pranat, these terms appear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's early pastimes in Navadvip, there's much description of Gadadhar. He was there. He's with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the beginning of his life. He's a few years younger, and from the very beginning of his life, he was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, except at some point he would avoid him. I'll get back to that a little later. He actually avoided him. Now, in the book, The Associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj, that's translated into English. He wrote it in Bengali. So he's written that Gadadhar Pandit was born in the village known as Beleti in Chittagong district, what's now in Bangladesh. But in his commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Gadadhar was born in Navadvip. Now that original site of Gadadhar's, at least his parents, Madhava Mishra, is Mishra, same family name as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, there are Mishras all over India. No relation as such, no family relation. So his father Madhava Mishra and his mother Ratnavati, they migrated, so many from East Bengal, they migrated, especially from Sriharta, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parents, they immigrated from Sriharta, traditionally part of Assam, now part of Bangladesh. Although in those days there may not have been that much difference, just like now we talk about Karnataka, but there was no Karnataka previously. It's all cobbled together out of, what is it, Mysore State and Coorg and parts of the Telugu Hyderabad, the Nizam's area, and then there was the western area where they're speaking your Konkani, and there's the Tulu area, and it's all just they wanted to make a state and they called it all Karnataka. So there was no such rigid distinction. There was some idea, just like we have the Puranic names.
Purana is Karnata,
yeah. The Puranic name is there. But it's not like rigidly defined. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we have the three terms, Gaura, Banga and Utkal, referring to West Bengal, East Bengal, and what we say now, Orissa, which is also someday Kalinga is also named like that. So there's some general idea. And some names they are used in the Puran in olden times and then they get lost. They're not used anymore like that. So anyway, that Sri Hatta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from, his parents came from there, and from the other part of East Bengal, where the what's now East Bengal, although at that time it may not have been such a rigid idea, that they had rigid state boundaries. They were changing a lot too because of change. Different kings would annex different parts of kingdoms, and then there'd be a big kingdom made with a powerful king, and then after he died or he lost his power, then it would split up into smaller kingdoms, and it was changing a lot. There are stories that the Kshatriyas be fighting in one field, and the next field the man is plowing his field. And whoever wins, he doesn't care. It doesn't bother him. He just has to pay so much tax, whoever's the king, and let them fight and let them do whatever they like, and he'll go on plowing his field, that's all. So they, I didn't have time to look into this more, but I at least over there in the Chittagong area, where I was just there recently at Pundarik Dham, where Pundarik Vidyanidhi was born, they call it Pundarik Dham, that's near to Hatazari in the present Bangladesh. So they say they got that place where Gadadhar was born. So it may have been he was born and came very young, but we know that he came when he was very young, his parents came, or he was born in Navadvip. Either way, because the childhood pastimes of Gadadhar, he's always with, from the very beginning, he's with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was at that time known as Vishvamba or Nimai. And here here it said 1486. Well, that would be the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that case. Although elsewhere it said that he's younger. Whatever. Now he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the beginning, but he was a very different personality because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his childhood was highly precocious, unpredictable, subject to violent fits. There are so many descriptions in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The young boy, he said to his mother, "Bring a coconut." His mother said, "Yes, I'll just bring one." And the fact that she didn't bring it immediately, he became so angry, he smashed everything in the house. This is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. But that's just one example. And then for some time, he was exhibited the pastimes of scholarship, Vishvambara, very arrogant scholar. But he'd be arrogant, and then sometimes he would be very humble before the Vaishnavas, like this. So it's a very difficult to understand personality. But still everyone loved him. Even those who blasphemed him, in their hearts they loved him, actually. But they criticized him also, some of the people. But Gadadhar's personality was very different. He was very quiet, very humble. Even though Gaura, in his family life, he would be decorated with chandanangadi. He was decorated, all his body was decorated with sandalwood paste and very nicely combed hair, and wearing, he would go for sankirtan with jingling bells on his feet. But Gadadhar was very renounced from the very beginning. He never married. Gadadhar, he was a staunch brahmachari. He had never any desire, very detached from sense gratification. And from the very beginning, his only interest was in Krishna bhakti, whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared not to be like that. So even though they are very different personalities, from the very beginning, Gadadhar was very attached to Gaura. Opposites attract. When Ishvara Puri came to Navadvip, he was later to be the guru of Gauranga. Then he very much appreciated this young boy, Gadadhara. And he kept him with him, and he taught this, Ishvara Puri taught, or he recited his own composition, Krishna Lilamrita. He had written one book summarizing the pastimes of Krishna, and he recited that to Gadadhar out of affection for him, because he was very humble, very devoted. And Vishramba would also come daily to offer obeisance to Ishvara Puri, sannyasi. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was showing his pastimes of scholarship, he was a proud scholar, seemed to be. So he would, not the older people, because he observed that etiquette, but people of his own age, he would catch them and bully them, not physically, but intellectually. He was an intellectual bully, because that's the way the Brahmin boys would fight, by discussion. Who can defeat someone else in argument? And some of the Buddhists still do that. They train their gurukul, well, not exactly gurukul, but the equivalent. They train their boys in argumentation. They teach them philosophy, and then they teach the other philosophy, and then they give the boys, they have to argue with each other for training. So they're trained in argumentation like this. So at that time, that many of the young boys, they would avoid him, because this young Vishvamba, he would catch them, then he'd, hey, now I'm making a problem. You explain this, and then they'd be forced to explain it. And then Vishvamba would just smash their explanation to pieces, cut it to pieces, and then sometimes he'd cut his own explanation to pieces again. Also, that was just to show your brilliance. You defeat someone's explanation, and then you defeat your own explanation and give another one. And this is the way that argumentation goes on. You can go on arguing this way, that way, another way, splitting the roots and giving different commentaries and this and that. And you can go on and on. In Bengal, there's a genre of combat called Kobigan, in which someone just makes up on the spot some poetry with some kind of proposition, and then someone else has to fight that in poetry. It has to rhyme and everything, and they go on like that. I think there's something here also like that, isn't it? It just comes to my mind like that. They just go on fighting with each other, but they have to, on the spot, make shlokas, and it has to be all with logic and everything. But that culture's gone now. People were so brilliant, they could do that. And that was like a showing off of how brilliant you are. To be brilliant was normal. So the devotees, they would avoid this boy. They're not interested, because all of Navadvipa was full of that. There are all these Navya Nyai. Nyai means logic, and they'd argue with each other and this and that. And the devotees were not interested at all. All this argumentation for what? What has it come to? What's the point? Let's just chant the holy names of Krishna. That's what they thought. So one time, Vishwambhai, he saw Gadadhar, he caught him. Ah, now I got you. Now you tell me. What does it mean by mukti? You explain. It's a well-known word. But then different schools, they will explain it in different ways. So Gadadhar, standard explanation. Atyanta dukkha nivritti. Atyantika dukkha nivritti, the cessation of all misery, or the great misery of material existence. And then Chaitanya, great, got him. Cut him up. And Gadadhar saying, how did I get in this? I got to avoid him in future. But the others who are there, they were just thinking, if he could become a devotee, if this Nimai could become a devotee, oh, that would be very nice. And that actually happened, as you know. You all know how after Nimai came back from Gaya, he was a God-intoxicated person. And that news was first disclosed by Sriman Pandit. What happened in the house of Srivas, there was a tree which gave flowers, just like a kalpavriksha. All the devotees would come in the morning to collect flowers. They collect as many as they like every day, and then they take home and do their puja. So they're all there collecting flowers one morning, and Sriman Pandit comes and says, oh, you look very happy. Yeah, I got some good news. What's that good news? Nimai went to Gaya. He came back. Okay, that's good news. But no, there's more than that. What's that? He's Krishna conscious. He's talking of Krishna, he's swooning, falling on the ground, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited them all. You come, all come to Shuklamba Brahmachari's house. His name is Shuklamba Brahmachari. He had a house. I'm not sure. It may have been his family name. It's a family name also, Brahmachari. So they all went there, and Gadadhar went there early, and he went inside the house. And then Vishwambhar came. And he was just talking of Krishna and falling on the ground and fainting. He fell and on a pillar, and the pillar collapsed. And it was unheard of. There's devotees that had been there, but they hadn't heard of or seen any such thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came in the morning, and then all day he was going on like this. And then he understood, Gadadhar's in the house. So he called Gadadhar out. And there are so many pastimes like this. Then Gadadhar was always with Gauranga. And one time, what happened? Then Nimai, he was feeling so distressed. He said, Gadai, they would call him for short, Gadai, you tell me, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That dark, hued boy wearing yellow cloth. And Gadadhar thinking, what can I say? What can I say? He's in your heart. He's in your heart. And then immediately Gaura starts, he wants to rip open his chest with his nails. And then Gadadhar said, no, don't worry, don't worry. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. You calm down. So Sachimata was present there, and she saw, oh, he's very intelligent, this boy. He knows how to look after my boy. She thought, I wouldn't know what to do in such a situation. And so she told Gadai, you just remain with him all the time, because now he's become just like crazy. You can't, unpredictable. He was always unpredictable, but now he's become just almost like violent. It can be violent to himself, jumping, falling on the ground, and ripping his heart. And so, Gadai, you just stay with him. You just be with him. Look after him. So that was Gadadhar's job, given by Sachimata. Now, Mukunda Datta, he was also from the Chittagong, from that area, now called Chittagong. So he's from that area. So even though he was, interestingly, Datta, which means Kayasta by caste or Shudra by caste, but he was very good friends with Gadadhar also, and very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, who wasn't known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. So there, naturally, the young boys from that community, they would, in Navadvip, they would come together and be friends. And the boys from Shilat, because they had their own language also. At home, they'd speak their own language. They'd speak the, even today in Chittagong, they speak their own dialect, and in Shilat, they speak the, so they would mix with each other. So Mukunda, he had a good habit that he would always like to mix with Vaishnavas as a young boy. And he knew Gadadhar like that also, and they were good friends. So one day, Pundarika Vidyanidhi came from Chattagram. He came to Navadvip. Quite a journey, crossing so many rivers, through so many jungles. So he came, and Mukunda knew that this Pundarik, he's a great devotee. He's a great devotee means he is Vrishabhanu, Radharani's father. He's come as Pundarika Vidyanidhi. And who is Gadadhar? Radharani. So Mukunda, he said to Gadadhar one day, oh, because he knew of Pundarik from the, he had some close connection there with the who's who in, he was born there in Chattagram area. So he told Gadadhar one day that you like to see a Vaishnava? Yeah, okay, you come with me. You come with me and we'll go and see Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Oh, so Pundarik, he was a great devotee from, Gadadhar was a very great devotee from the very early age. And he was very renounced. And his idea of devotee is that you should be very renounced. What have you got to do with this world? So he went to see Pundarik, and Pundarik was, from the external point of view, he didn't look like a devotee at all. He was sitting on a opulent bedstead with silk sheets, with servants fanning him, and he had a silver spittoon in which he was spitting out pan, chewing pan and spitting it out, and he had long hair with scented oil in it. Good afternoon. Looking, I said, what's Mukunda doing? Is this some joke or what? He looks like one of these. There are so many materialistic people in Navadvip, as everywhere. So he said, what is this? And then Mukunda, he understood the doubt in the heart of Gadadhar. So then Mukunda, he recited one verse, Aho Baki Stanakala Kupa, this verse in which Uddhava says that, oh, how merciful is Krishna, because Putana came to kill Krishna, but in response, Krishna has given Dhatriuchitam, the position of a wet nurse, because she, wet nurse means who feeds breast milk, even though she's not the actual mother. So he's given, he gave that position to Putana. So how merciful is he? In hearing this, Pundarik, he was not able to maintain his external consciousness, and he just entered a wild ecstasy and was jumping, falling on the ground, smashing everything, and this went on for hours. And Gadadhar thought, oh dear, I made a mistake. I thought he was a materialist, but he's a great devotee. Then he was considering how to overcome this mistake. What can I do? I made an offense in my mind. So then he thought, well, at the present time, I'm not initiated. Everyone has to be initiated. Everyone has to have a guru. So let me submit myself to him as a disciple. So this was proposed, and Pundarika accepted. He thought, I'd be very happy, very fortunate to have such a good disciple. And Gadadhar took initiation. Ahobakiyam stanakala kutam jighang saya paya yadapya sadvi lepegatim datuchitang tatonyam kangvadaya lung sharanang prapadye. So Gadadhar was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout. He went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied him to Puri, and there with the understanding that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to stay here. That's what he told Shachi Mata, I will stay here. So Gadadhar took Kshetra Sannyas, a vow never to leave Puri, and he took up the service of the Gopinath deity at Yameshwar Tota. Tota means the beach area. So that deity is known as Tota Gopinath. That was worshipped by Tota means, yeah, the beach, the garden area on the beach. So there are many nice pastimes there where Gadadhar used to read the Srimad Bhagavatam for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda would come. There's nice pastimes where one day Gadadhar invited Nityananda, you come and take prasad of Gopinath. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came unannounced. So Gadadhar was serving Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking prasad and serving, because everyone knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he liked very much these shark preparations. And actually, up to the present time, I don't know much about the non-Vaishnavas of Bengal, because there's a very big Shakta community there. But among the Vaishnavas of Bengal, the varieties of shark are very much appreciated as prasad. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also said that these different varieties of shark, by honoring this shark prasada, you'll get love of Krishna, devotion to your guru, the association of the Vaishnavas life after life. So we can just perceive in our mind's eye that Gadadhar, he's sitting there in the courtyard of Gopinath and serving the prasad to Nityananda and Gauranga. You'd like to be there? You'd like to take part in this pastime? Yeah, so it's worth chanting your rounds. It's worth doing it. That's described in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Of course, we generally emphasize Chaitanya Charitamrita, and mostly our Vaishnava Acharyas do emphasize Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we shouldn't think that Chaitanya Bhagavata is some kind of something inferior or minor. Ore murhalok shuno Chaitanya Mangal. It says, Krishna's Kaviraj says right in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you should hear this, Chaitanya Bhagavata. There's so many amazing pastimes are there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did leave Puri. He went to Vrindavan. And Gadadhar wanted to go with him, but no, you can't come. So Gadadhar, he disobeyed. But he disobeyed and didn't disobey. It means he didn't come directly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he spent a little distance behind, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't see him. But he wanted to be near him and be with him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, no, you go back. You have a vow to worship the deity. How can you leave the deity? You'll give me a bad name. People say, you see, these followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they take up the service of the deity and then they just leave it whimsically. They told him to go back. He didn't go back. And then at one point then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Gadadhar and he sternly ordered him, no, you have to go back. Gadadhar said, no, let my Kshetra Sannyas, Rora Vajauk, let it go to hell. I don't care. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you have to go back. I'm not taking you with me. A boat was arranged for him. He got in the boat and went, and Gadadhar was left behind, and he fainted on the spot in separation. That place is still there. Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu took me there once, to that place on the bank of the Mahanadi River, the Gaur-Gadadhar Viraha Kshetra, the place where Gadadhar fainted in ecstasy of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But as far as Gadadhar was concerned, that I'm serving Gopinath, but just seeing you is millions of times better than serving Gopinath. That's what he thought. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have none of it. Despite Gadadhar's various protests, and he was trying to argue, but Gadadhar was no match in argument for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he sent him back. Now, there's another incident where Gadadhar, he didn't try to oppose at all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, it's said that although Gadadhar is said to have the, to be Radha, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that his nature is like that of Rukmini. And specifically in one, whereas Jagadananda, who's Satyabhama, and Satyabhama is Radha, he's impossible. He's Jagadananda, he's got such a mood and such a temper, and he's so childish, and little thing, he gets all upset and smashes. I didn't bring any oil. Who told you I brought oil? Smash it. There's no oil. You're rubbish. I didn't bring any oil. So Jagadananda is very temperamental. But Gadadhar was very soft and submissive, more like Rukmini. So that's described how Vallabha Bhatta was in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he'd made his own commentary on the Bhagavatam, saying that Vallabha Bhatta made his own commentary on the Bhagavatam, saying that Sridhar Swami's commentary, it's not consistent. Sometimes he contradicts himself, and I've given a better commentary. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't accept that. He said, Shamina manale tare vesha madde goni, something like that. Who doesn't accept the Swami, I take it, such a person to be a prostitute. So that was some words that were joking, but at the same time, not very joking, very heavy words. So Vallabha Bhatta became ostracized from the community of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, but at the same time, he really wanted to impress someone with his, this is how it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wanted to impress someone with his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So he saw Gadadhar, he's a very, very submissive personality, so by force he would read his explanations to Gadadhar. And all the other followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they thought, what's this Gadadhar doing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rejected him, this Vallabha Bhatta, and his commentaries, and Gadadhar is listening. So in this way, Gadadhar, he also became ostracized from the community of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers for some time, not very long. And so Gadadhar, he became distraught and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crying. And he thought, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows my heart, that I didn't want to go against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but at the same time, I didn't want to go against, how could I be rude to Vallabha Bhatta? So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced Gadadhar and said that, what? And then here we see like the mood of Rukmini, just like when Krishna, he was making a pretense that Rukmini, now actually you made a mistake marrying me, but it doesn't matter, you can divorce me and marry someone else. At this time Rukmini had great had grandchildren, and she couldn't understand what Krishna was saying, and she couldn't. Krishna wanted to see Rukmini angry, but she couldn't understand that, and she just fainted on the spot. So in the same way, Gadadha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I wanted to see you. He's Jagadananda, he would never have tolerated such a thing. He would come right in the public assembly, come in front of everyone and start shouting. That was his mood, different mood. But Gadadha had this very soft mood, by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become known as Gadadha Prananath. Pandite bhava mudra kaha na jai, kaha na jai, Gadadha Prananath nam hoilo jai. Because of this, Gadadha has become known as, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become known as Gadadha Prananath. He is the very life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what happened to Gadadha after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left? If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his life, he died also. It means he remained in this world for about 11 months longer because he knew that Srinivasa Acharya was coming and he had to bless Srinivasa Acharya. Otherwise, he was almost as if dead. He was simply living and hardly living. Just breathing, his whole body heated with the fire of separation. And after Srinivasa Acharya came, he just left this world. So Gadadha had many important disciples. There's a list of, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a list of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a list of the followers of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita, and Gadadha. So many important followers, disciples of Gadadha, Nayanananda, Bhagavata Acharya, Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya. Now, this whole understanding of who is Gadadha, he's Radha, but how is that? He doesn't appear to act like that. He appears to be very shy and submissive, very well behaved. Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, as he described this, that Radha Bhavi, what is that verse? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladine Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gata Utao Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Yadadhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. And Radha and Krishna, their loving exchanges on the platform of spiritual bliss. Radha Krishna Prana Bhakti Hladine Shakti Ras. They are like, they're actually one entity, but they've become two for the sake of enjoying bliss. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his language would say, that in the Krishna is the predominating moiety and Radha is the predominated moiety. Moiety means one out of two parts of a whole. So they are eternally one, but now they've become, they're eternally one entity, but they're eternally manifested as if separate as Radha and Krishna, but now they've become one. How is that? Because Krishna has become imbued with the feelings and the bodily lust of Radha. So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami, he has described that. Who is Gadadha then? If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, then how is Gadadha Radha? Is Radha, but he describes. I'm not going to try and explain it, but he describes. It's almost like a shell. She's given herself to Krishna, her feelings, her very personality. So she's there in another form to serve him. But she does serve him when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the feelings of Krishna. Now this is something, we just sung this song, I'll talk about that now. Bhale Gaura Gadadhara. Their aroti, aroti nehari. So this, I closed the page, I'll find it again. So this is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur who worshipped Gaugadadha. You can see still at the Swananda Sukhada Kunj. This song he's... Where is that? Gitavali. At the beginning of Gitavali. This song he sings from Surabhi Kunja, which was where he was living for a short time before Bhaktivinoda shifted to Surabhi Kunja. So... Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worshipping Gaur Gadadhara, and that is the... because Chaitanya Leela is the entrance to Vrindavan Leela. So worship of Gaur Gadadhara is for those who are aspiring to enter the Gopi Leela. And worship of Gaur Nityananda is for those who are aspiring to enter the Cowherd Boy Leela. So this song, you may have noticed, Bale Gaura Gadadhara Aroti Nehari Nadiya Purababhave Jao Balihari. So this song Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, he say, oh, just see this arati of Gauranga, and it's in Nadiya, but it brings remembrance of Vrindavan Leela. And then all the rest of the song, there's nothing about Gauranga, it's all about Radha and Krishna. But that is the point, that by worship of Gauranga, then that's entrance into the Vrindavan path. And then it's all described. We'll find in the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that not only is he in his consciousness, he's in this world, but he's in the Leela also. But there's also he's in Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. And we'll find that with many of the songwriters of Bengal, who they see how the pastimes of Navadvip, and they are this. It's the same people, the same personalities as Vrindavan. So then that's described how at the foot of a Kalpataru wish fulfilling desire tree, sitting on a jewel throne, or there are Kishora Kishori, Radha Krishna, or Krishna Radha, to be exact. Krishna Radha, which is Gaur Gadadhara. It's surrounded by the Sakis, the leading gopis. They're decorated with all the limbs of the body of Radha and Krishna are decorated with glistening, like gold, jewels, elephant pearls from the head, of an elephant. So it's just seeing Radha and Krishna is just like seeing the lightning with the blue cloud. Lightning is Radha and the blue cloud is Krishna. If you're not sure what you're seeing, then you may see the blue cloth of Radha and the yellow cloth of Krishna. And then the two of them joined together brightens and makes the whole world beautiful. Then Shankar, Bhajay, Kuntaba, so the conches are blowing, the dung 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 ghanta is being struck, kartals are playing, mridangas are playing. Who's playing the mridangas? The gopis are playing? It's only the gopis are there. They're all playing these instruments and all these things. Here it says, Bishakadi Shaki Brinda Duhu Gona Gawe. So all the sakis headed by Vishaka are singing the glories of Radha and Krishna. I mean, why Vishaka? Usually you say Lalit, Lalita. Well, Lalita, that we'll see now. Lalita is doing something else. She's offering the arati. And all the Priyanarma Sakhi, the most intimate Sakhis, they're of they're doing the Chamor Seva. This Chamor Seva, that's a great privilege to do that. That's the most intimate associates they can do that. Ananga Manjari, she gives the chua and chandan. And Rupa Manjari presents Radha and Krishna with garland of malati flowers. Lalita Sundari, she performs the arati with the lamps and the ghee lamps and the camphor. Lakshmi, Shruti, great personality, the female personalities I mentioned here, they're all rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And Dharani herself is also present. The earth is also rolling on the earth. And all the gopis, they are singing the glories. And Bhaktivinod is seeing all this while he's worshipping Gaura Gadadha, and he sees all of this with great bliss. He sees all of this. Now there's some other songs which are sung by Shivananda is mentioned. Now these are description of the Gaura Gadadha Leela. And actually it's very easy. You can understand it very easily, isn't it? Gadadha Pranath Jahe Lagya Khyati, who's known as the... It's referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is well known as the life, the Lord of the life of Gadadha. He is known as the Gadadha Pranath Jaha Lagya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the Lord of the life of Gadadha, so we can just imagine Gauragata Pran praying. So who can understand how much Gadadha has love for Gauranga, that he's got, that Gauranga has got such a name? Because his vow to live, because Gadadha, he's not like Jagadananda, he can just doesn't care for anything. But if Gadadha takes a vow, he's a very serious person. He takes everything very seriously. So for him to give up this living at Purushottam Kshetra, that it's a very big thing for him. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah, he can just give it up. So how much is his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who we speak of? Gadaya Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who belongs to Gadai, or should we speak of Gauranga Gadadha? It's mutual love is so much. It's just like Ram and Janaki, they're one body, they're inseparable. Or just like Radha and Vrindavan Chandra, inseparable. And then the that Gauragadadha, so this Gauragadadha, Prema Taranga, the waves of the love of Gauragadadha, Shivananda speaks of that, that the love of Gadadha for Gaura is so much the love of Radha for Krishna is so much that Krishna gives up his form as Krishna and becomes just like Radha, and that person is Gadadha. I hope you can follow. Gadadha's love for Gaura. What is that? Is Radha's love for Krishna. So Radha's love for Krishna is so great that Krishna gave up being Krishna to become Radha. He became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that Radha is Gadadha. So can we imagine how much love he has for? That's the point of the song. Then there's a description. These are very, there's a whole world of Gaura-Gadadhara kirtans, and there's a whole big world out there. So here we have that holy Gaur Kishore is playing holy. So you all know what that means, throwing colors. Here in the south they don't do it so much. In Karnataka, it's more, seems to be in North India more. Here also it's a traditional part of the culture. Not so much, yeah. Really, in the north, it's more. The center seems to be the Raja area, and then it's spread out from there. Because they have a long 9 days holy festival in Barshana. There are all kinds of things going on. The women beat the men with sticks and all kinds of things. Huh? Bagalkot, they do that. The women beat the men. I see. They do it for many days also. So, Gaura Kishore. Who's Gaura Kishore? It's the guru of Chaitanya, the guru of Bhaktisiddhanta, right? Well, the original Gaura Kishore is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he's married. So he's with a Rashabati Nari. He's with a very juicy woman, you could say. How can you translate this? You can't translate it in English at all. With a very, and that is Gadadha. He's on the lap, or Gadadha's on his lap when they're in that mood, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's perspiration, his body standing on end. Overcome by bliss, being overcome by bliss, the tears are flowing from his eyes. They're all together with Narahari, singing about the Raja Leela. They're playing holy and remembering the pastimes of Vrindavan. It doesn't actually say anything about them directly playing holy, but it's more they're remembering the pastimes of Vrindavan. And then all the internal devotees there, Mukunda Murari, Basu Ghosh, they're dancing in ecstasy. Sometimes, or again and again, Gauranga, he faints into the lap of Gadadhar Pandit. And seeing this, all the associates, they become overcome with bliss. And they come to a Nikunja Mandir, a little place in the forest where they enter. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falls down there. Now here, this song is in Bengali, but there's a little Hindi thrown in there too, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Krishna, they often do that. You'll see that. That they'll start speaking, because they know Krishna, it's over there in Vrindavan, and they speak something like Hindi over there, not Bengali. So, Bhume Pari Kahe. So that's Bengali. Falling on the ground, he says. And then, Kaha Murali Hamar. So he's doing everything in Bengali, and all of a sudden he has a flashback to his previous life and starts speaking in Hindi. Where's Govardhan? Kaha Govardhan Yamuna Kakul. Kaha Malati. So he's speaking in Hindi. And Shivananda, the author of this song, says, he says, hear all these talks about Rasavani, how Gauranga Dadha, a mine of rasa. Now there's one song here. Oh, did I go? I went through, yeah. There's another song being given here, which I'm not going to sing now. Okay, well, I don't know if you understood anything of that. I don't know if I understood anything of that, but Hare Krishna. And now back to the we're not the body, ABC. We have ABC, but then Einstein went to school at one time, right, and learned ABC, I guess. 1 + 1 = 2. Then he became Einstein. So there's a mundane analogy. There's Bhagavad Gita. There'll always be Bhagavad Gita. It's not that we transcend Bhagavad Gita. Just like Einstein never transcended 1 + 1 = 2. That's always there. But there's further to go also. So we can just offer our obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Gadadhar Pandit and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya vichapaditanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Oh, question.
Is there any reason mentioned for this Nimai's childhood pastime?
Any reason mentioned for Nimai's childhood pastimes? It's beyond reason. If you want reasons, then you can join the Nyai school in Navadvip. That's all about reason. Transcendental reason is he's the supreme enjoyer. He has his own reasons. He's the supreme enjoyer.
Relishing vidyarasa.
Yeah, he's relishing vidyarasa. He's also vidyarasa. He's also showing how, although that's considered this great learning is considered so high, but he just left it as insignificant. He demonstrated that. What is the use of knowing all the Vedas and everything, but if you don't know Krishna? I was just going through one verse. How does that begin? Tamahu Pandita Buddha. How does that begin in the Gyanaddi Dagda Karmana? How does that verse begin? Yasya Savarambe. What is it? Anyway, I was just going through that verse, and the point, he's Pandita Buddha. You think that Pandit must be Buddha, must be, but most of the Pandit. This means someone who is going beyond material desire, then Sarvarambe, what is that? You can look it up. Kama Sankalpa Varjitaha. How is it, what's the first line? Chapter 3, I believe it is. Try 312 around the. No, it was. Is it in chapter 5? Kama Sankalpa Varjita Gyanagdi Dagda Karmana. Gyanagdi. I'm getting mixed up. I'm mixing up the verses. Yeah. How does it begin? Yathai dam so samidhognir basma sad kurite arjuna gyanagni dagda karmanam samahu pandita buddha. No, that's another verse altogether then. I'm getting mixed up altogether. Anyway, the point is that he's a Pandita Buddha. They're people who are very learned in the Shastra, but what are they? They're Kamatmana, Swargapara, Vedavadarata. They're fools. They're very learned. They can recite hundreds of verses without looking at a book with all the correct swaras, pronunciation, but they're fools. So Pandita Buddha, someone who's actually he's not just learned with book knowledge, but he's realized that material desire is our great enemy. So he's actually a real pandit. That's the point. You can be a pandit and be a fool. You have to be very intelligent to be a pandit. But if as a result of all your learning, all you want to do is go and dance with the apsaras and the heavenly planets, you're not really intelligent at all. There are so many. We should know all these. You have to train a whole generation. This Rishikesh, he had his ashram. They're famous. He was associated with the Gita Press very much. His ashram is in the Gita Bhavan. What's that called? In Rishikesh. What's that, Swami? Ram Sukhdasji Maharaj. So he had his disciples trained. They could recite a whole Gita, forwards, backwards. He would tell them, now you recite chapter 9 backwards. And they'd say, they start with verse 34, then 33. He had them trained like that, but still didn't quite get the point. But he was a great personality, no doubt. Still thousands of times better than the Bollywood film stars, or whatever they may be. So, so many times I half quote a verse and I don't know it properly. If we're actually going to preach, it would be good if we actually knew our Shastra. I'm half dead now anyway, but you can train the young children from the beginning. They can know the Shastra and be able to preach it.